about that?
This happens to be my new uniform from ABC.
ABC? Always bad clothes.
Now that you're a page, can you get us any tickets for any TV shows?
I just happen to have a couple.
Hey, all right, rerun tickets to Family Feud. Hey, Raj, rerun got us tickets to Family Feud tonight.
Oh, great.
Raj, how come you're not at work?
Lost my job. The market stopped home deliveries.
Well, I thought you was gonna get that job with the morning paper.
Oh, that's a long shot. And all I got is an interview. And that's not until next week.
You a reporter, that's gonna be great, Raj.
Yeah, but Dwayne, I might not get it. I mean, besides, it wouldn't even start for another week. And I need the money now. Look at this. Look at all my bills. A bill for electricity, gas, telephone.
Calm down. You need money? Don't panic. I am your sister. What do you need? $10, $20? It's yours.
You mean it?
Certainly. Let's see. $20 at 7% interest compounded daily over a period of 6 months equals $3.30 per month.
D.
And in the event that you don't pay up, we'll have to repossess your glasses.
Hey, Raj, why don't you look at the want ads? You know, there's always a lot of good jobs in here.
Hey, great idea, Shirley. Great idea. Ah, this might be something.
Yeah, Lost Kitty, $50 reward.
No, Dwayne, not that one, this one. Wanted, young man to earn big money in spare time, Unified Meat Company. I'm gonna check him out right now. Unified Meat.
Hey, Raj. Relax, Raj. You've plenty of time for that. Don't you wanna see the Family Feud?
Rerun, in case you've forgotten, we share an apartment. And unless we pay the bills, they'll turn off our lights.
So we'll use candles.
Then they'll turn off our hot water.
A cold shower can be very refreshing.
Then they'll shut off our refrigerator and all our food will go bad.
Get a job, Raj!
Too close to the governor, believe him.
Sandwich, you are about to enter the tunnel of love.
This morning, I was just another unemployed student. And now, I am a junior executive.
You got a job.
Better than that, I have a whole new career in meat.
Huh?
Yep. This is gonna make me a very, very rich man. Take a look at it. Come here.
This is gonna make you rich?
Hey! Now look at this. These sections represent steaks, ribs, and hamburgers. My customers save money by buying a whole cow.
Raj, who wants a whole cow roaming around in their apartment?
I'm not selling live cows, I'm selling frozen cows.
Well, who wants a frozen cow roaming around in their apartment?
Dwayne, you're now looking at the new West Coast representative of the Unified Meat Company. And they gave me a whole sales kit full of materials.
Oh, wow, check it out, rerun a plastic rump roast.
You give me that. Now, come on, I'll show you the whole sales technique.
All right, turn on the old sales pitch.
All right, I'll be the salesman, and you and rerun be Mr. and Mrs. Happy Homemaker.
Okay. I'll be Mr. Smith, and you can be Mrs. Smith.
Wait, why should I be Mrs. Smith? I want to be Mr. Smith, and you can be Mrs. Smith.
It doesn't matter who's Mrs. Smith.
Maybe it doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me.
Dwayne, it's only a demonstration.
All right, Raj, I'll do it for you. Wait, Raj, shouldn't I have pearls?
Look, man, I'll go outside. I'm not going to do it, and I'll show you the whole selling approach, okay?
Get the door, baby.
I said get the door, baby.
Well, why should I get it? I always get it.
Because you're Mrs. Smith, and I've just come home from a hard day's work.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've been on my feet all day cooking and cleaning while you were out drinking with the fellas.
I would answer it, but it's probably your nagging mama again.
Don't your nagging mama me.
Well, it's your nagging mama.
And you're a nagging son.
And you're a nagging son.
What is going on here?
I want a divorce.
Rob, go on with your demonstration.
Ah, good afternoon. What a lovely apartment, but it's to be expected from such a lovely couple. Any children? No? Well, can I have a seat? Thank you. Boy, you look like you'd be interested in some meat. Now, here. I'm from the Unified Meat Company, and have I got a deal for you?
Raj, man, isn't that your cow in the tube?
Oh, yeah. And there's my boss, Mr. Clayton, from Unified Meats. Must be a commercial.
But I wonder why he's wearing handcuffs.
Clayton was indicted today on 4 counts of fraud in connection with the meatpacking scandal. Mr. Clayton denies a vicious rumor, all allegations that his meat was really plastic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Film at 11.
You're not kidding me. Well, now how am I going to pay my bills?
Don't worry, Raj. Maybe you can check around the school for a job.
Next time, you be more careful.
Next time, I'll look before I leap.
And next time, you get to play the housewife.
Mrs. Miller?
Oh, hello.
Hi. I read your ad on the bulletin board about male student wanted. See art department. Roger Thomas, male student.
Good. We need help in our figure drawing class.
I knew you would. Figure drawing is my life. I still have my Crayolas.
yes. How tall are you?
Oh, I guess 5'9". I mean, but height isn't everything. Look at Toulouse-Lautrec. Now, don't look at Toulouse-Lautrec. The poor man is dead. He probably looks awful. Just a little Toulouse-Lautrec joke. Oh, I love the Impressionists. Van Gogh, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, boy, what a painter. You know, he had a great effect on me. When I read about him cutting off his ear, I threw away my Mouseketeer hat.
Roger, do you have any idea of what kind of job this is?
Does it pay money?
Yes.
Then it doesn't matter what kind of job it is.
Roger, have you ever modeled?
Modeled?
Yes, like posing.
Oh, sure. Pose, you mean,
That's fine. You've got the job. Be back here at 4.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Miller. You won't regret it. You won't. Oh, what do I wear?
Oh, it really doesn't matter what you wear over here, because you'll be posing in the nude.
In the nude? You mean like with nothing on? You're talking like newborn baby nude? Yes.
Does that bother you?
Oh, no, no. Nude. I mean, naked and nude are the same thing, right? Of course it's the same thing. You mean nude like this kind of nude, right? Naked and nude. All those eyes and people watching. No. No, no, I can't do it. I have my pride, Mrs. Miller, and I don't want everybody to see it. I consider myself a responsible person, and posing naked in front of a room full of women and men is not my idea of what a responsible person does. This body is not for sale.
Pays $35 an hour.
However, I will rent it out by the hour.
How much does it pay?
$35 an hour.
What pays $35 an hour?
Roger's new job.
Well, what does he do, inspect hand grenades?
He says it's only until he gets the job at the newspaper.
You know, the only guy I ever knew that made that kind of money ran a television store.
Where was it?
In the trunk of his car.
Hey, Dwayne, what do you say we find out what Raj is doing?
That's prying, Rira.
That's right. Hey, if Raj didn't tell you what he was doing, he probably had a very good reason. You know, the job could be dangerous. For all that money, it has to be an exciting, glamorous, to me, and very risky job. For all we know, see, Raj's life could be in danger at this very minute. So what are you two fools sitting there for? Get on out there and start crying.
All right, you can come in now, Roger. Roger.
How you doing? All right, take it easy. No applause. No applause. Okay, class, you can start now. We call this painting Student in Bathroom.
Roger, that's not good enough.
Oh, okay, Student in Blue Bathroom.
Roger, we're not paying you $35 an hour for terry cloth.
I understand.
Oh, I almost forgot. Someone called from the newspaper. It's about an interview. It's been changed to 5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock today?
Just don't worry. The class lets out at 4:45. And if you hurry, you can make it. Now, let's not waste any more time. Please remove your robe.
Okay. Sorry, class, for the delay.
Roger, we are not interested in your feet.
Oh, I thought maybe you want to start at the bottom and work your way up.
The row, please. The bathing suit must go.
Here it is, the art room.
Sounds like the Rose Bowl. I wonder what they're doing in there.
Roger's acting so mysterious. He's skinny dipping without a pool.
I never knew he had a mole there.
Hey, this must be tough on Roger. You know how shy he is.
Yeah, he's the only guy I know who wears a wetsuit in the shower.
Poor Roger. He looks ridiculous.
Wouldn't it be a trip if someone stole Roger's clothes?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be the perfect practical joke?
Uh-huh.
It would be an absolute scream, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
So get his clothes, Dwayne.
Uh-uh.
Well, if you're not gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
Good idea. Where do you think his clothes are?
I'll try in here.
All right, I'm gonna look over here.
I got him, Dwayne, I got him.
But Rerun, if we take his clothes, how's Roger gonna get home?
Don't worry, he'll take the scenic route.
What's that?
Through the bushes.
Bye, Mel.
Hi.
Hi.
You were great.
Oh, thank you.
May I have your autograph?
Sure.
And your phone number.
My phone number? Why?
Well, I'd like to see more of you.
Hey, if you see any more of me, you have to get x-rays.
We'll work something out.
That's fine with me. Oh, but I got a very important interview. But I can't accompany you as far as my pants. Mrs. Miller, someone stole my clothes.
That's impossible.
No, it's true. Somebody stole my clothes. Oh, wait a minute. Mrs. Miller, what's going on here? Are we in one of those TV shows with the hidden cameras? That's it.
Wait, Roger, please. You mustn't panic. Now, you must stay calm.
No, you remain calm. You got your clothes on.
Please.
And I got that interview in 10 minutes.
Listen, you must keep control of yourself.
Okay, I'll stay here and control myself, and you go to the newspaper and get interviewed.
Just stop shouting because someone will hear you.
Mrs. Miller, how long do you think I can keep this a secret? As soon as the editor says Roger Thomas and a naked person shows up, he's gonna know. What am I gonna do?
Well, I'll think of something.
Well, would you hurry up? I'm in a draft here. Breeze coming from summer.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Oh, well, I had an appointment with Mr. Evans with my pants on.
Yes?
Well, I couldn't make that one, but I'm here anyway.
Fine, I'll tell Mr. Evans that you and your legs are here. Mr. Thomas. Mr. Thomas. Go right in. Mr. Evans will see you now.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. We've turned the heat up.
Hi, Roger Thomas. Well, no, I mean, I'm Roger Thomas. You're Mr. Evans. Of course, you know that anyway. If you don't know it, nobody else will.
It's funny. I've covered a circus one time for 4.5 years, and the last pair of knees I saw like that were on a giraffe. Roger, I have to tell you that the job has already been filled. But it's been my policy that I like to meet each applicant personally to say hello. Now, thank you for coming in. It's been a real pleasure.
But Mr. Evans, I submitted my material. Don't you want to discuss my writing?
No. That won't be necessary. We could discuss your shorts if you want.
No, I don't want.
Oh, well, then there's nothing else to talk about. I mean, the job's already filled.
I mean, just like that?
You do have terrible legs, Roger.
I can see you know nothing about legs, Mr. Evans, because I happen to have a great pair of legs.
If you want to go through life thinking you've got nice legs, well, then that's up to you. But as far as the job's concerned, it's filled.
I understand now. You took one look at my clothes, and you decided in your mind to brush me off.
No, I'm not brushing you off.
You know, there is a logical explanation for all of this.
You just came in on a plane from Acapulco.
No. See, the head of the meat company got arrested, so I started modeling nude. And then someone stole my clothes, and then I ran here, and that's why you won't accept me, because of my clothes.
I swear to you, Roger, it has nothing to do with your clothes.
No, it isn't my clothes. The problem is this phony world where people are judged by appearances rather than what's inside.
Roger.
I mean, I thought maybe, just maybe, a newspaper man like yourself would understand truth and honesty and a man's inalienable right to be whatever he wanted to be.
Roger.
I mean, freedom of the press. That's a travesty, a sham.
Roger, the problem is your writing.
My writing?
It lacks focus. Now, you've got potential. But you're just not quite ready for us right now.
No, I don't accept that, Mr. Evans. It's my appearance that you won't accept.
No, you're wrong, Roger. Now, if you had the talent, I'd hire you if you walked in here nude.
You want to give it a shot? Hey!
What's eating you?
Oh, Shirley, I'm so depressed. I lost 3 jobs in 1 day. I mean, you know all about life. What should I do?
Well, my personal advice is not to eat the macaroni salad.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
hold it, you two. Now, I know you did it, so...
Raj, we're sorry about the dumb prank. We know it was stupid and we have no excuse.
That's good enough for me.
Huh?
Well, we wouldn't have done it, Raj, if we'd known about the interview.
Hey, look, it's cool. I know. It's all right. It's over.
Don't worry, bro. Sooner or later, something will turn up.
Yeah.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Hey, Dee.
Hi. Raj, what's the best news I could bring right now?
That somebody's paying $35 an hour for a nude meat salesman.
Close. I was at your place when the newspaper called and said there was a job open.
You're kidding.
Mr. Evans called and said there was a job open for a cub reporter to work part-time, and he wants you to start Monday.
But how? After that interview, I was so rude to him.
No, I cannot believe that. No.
Yeah, Shirley, acted like a fool.
Now, that I can't believe. He said he liked the way you spoke up for your rights.
That's great, Raj. You got a job as a reporter.
A cub reporter.
What's a cub?
A little bear.
That's the second time today you've been a little bear. This came to the house for you.
What is it?
How should I know? Opening a person's mail is a federal offense. There was this letter, too.
Oh, it's from Mrs. Miller, the art teacher.
Yeah. She said she thought you were wonderful and made a terrific model. And she said she thought you would like to have this picture.
Oh, man, look at this. Isn't that thoughtful?
It is, yeah. Let's see what it is. What is it?
I think it's Mrs. Miller's impression of me.
Very flattering.
Well, it's not supposed to look like me. It's supposed to capture my inner soul.
Looks more like the outer mess.
What?
What?
What? I didn't know you had a mole there.